Chapter 30, Insecurity, 2024. Insecurity is the big second guesser. I second guess myself. We all do. That's why it's important to do things right the first time with a good heart, a righteous heart. If I don't, I've done things that cause a disturbance. I second guess myself no matter what. Disturbance is an insecurity invitation. Did I bid too high or too low? Or could I have gotten more money? Or could I have done it for less and got the job, as the old song goes in the 80s? Should I stay or should I go? If I've acted correctly in my affairs, disturbance stands less of a chance. You see, acting on my insecurities is a very dangerous and slippery slope. It could let others believe that I'm not honorable and that all things I say or do are negotiable. Why don't I just do it right the first time? And if it goes, it goes. If it's not, it's not. With God, it is what it is. My yes means yes and my no means no. Matthew 5:37, King James Version, right? But let your yes be yes and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Oh yeah, buddy. Insecurity tells me, although the whole day is good, I know the sky is falling and it's all over. 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. What's that mean? It means you say, hey man, I'm having a lousy day. That means God can do a great work. So I boast in it. Hey, I'm having a lousy day. Yeah, what's that mean? It means God's coming. He's already on the way. He's probably already here. He brought me a sandwich. Insecurity, it can be my friend. I mean, I fear what I don't know, right? I fear what I don't know. So learn. Insecurity can tell me what I don't know. So learn. 1 Corinthians 13:12. At this time, we see things as if we were looking at them in a mirror. What we see now is not clear. But the time will come when we do not need a mirror. We will see everything clearly. When could that be? Right now. You could see things real clearly right now. Things that aren't clear, things that scare me, cause my insecurity to ruffle up. Well, I have to give it to God. Solution to insecurity. Investigate through prayer what needs to be known. What? Why prayer? Well, because I know it's a spiritual battle most of the time. Most of the time, I can't do anything about it. And if I do, I make a mess out of it. God, however, in prayer, can reveal to me what needs to be done and what needs to be left alone, as I always say. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So even if you're being an idiot, it says right here, he'll give you generously without finding fault. He's okay. He's okay. It will be given to you. If I could do something about insecurity, I would. Same with you. If there's something to fix, I would. But some things only God can fix. Some things only God can fix. And if I act on it, I get in the way, and I don't help anything. Come on, right? Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Some things with insecurity, you can't do anything about it. You start second-guessing yourself. Just figure out what you got to learn. Take it to God. We'll talk about it in a minute. Insecurity keeps me humble. Knowing the right thing to do doesn't always seem that way. It doesn't feel good all the time. Doing things that need to be done, well, sometimes it feels good and sometimes it doesn't. Right? We know that when we raise our children. The right thing to do sometimes doesn't feel so good. It's not so popular. Proverbs 18:15, the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. We don't want to be stupid. Well, why are we stupid sometimes? Well, sometimes it would seem that's not so true. Sometimes I want to be stupid, right? It seems like it. It seems like I'm going to do what I'm going to do because I'm just stupid. When we're talking about the art of giving or insecurity, like these two chapters put together, we're just going to do things because we're stupid. It doesn't even make sense. It's not very wise. to do some of the things or not do some of the things that we know we ought to do. But boy, we got a lot of reasons not to. Why? Because we're stupid? Well, look, yes, we're stupid. But God's right there. He wants to help. Okay, come on, I'm stupid. But with God, God's right there to help. If I always deploy God, if I say to him, am I being stupid? And he'll say, let me help you, right? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, acquires it. That means, God, come on, I think I'm probably being silly. For the ears of the wise seek it out. God, maybe I'm being stubborn, stupid, and chintzy. Or maybe I'm insecurity because I'm afraid I'll look bad. But I do want to take a moment to make a difference between caution and fear. They're different. I've seen it over the years. Fear is without information. People get scared because they don't have the information. Caution's with information. You know, like we learned a long time ago, playing with matches, you'll burn your hands. So when we get around a fire or we're cooking, we remember that. It's caution as with information. I have experience, previous information, knowledge of a particular kind, something to be used, say, for just such an occasion. I've done it before. Historical evidence. Whatever may be at hand, I can bring something to the table. But in fear, I got nothing. No information, no experience. And I'm scared. And demons fill my head. Stop in this circumstance and ask God for direction, discernment, and protection. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things. Things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. He says he'll give you that. He says he'll give you that. Call to me and I will answer you and I'll give you that. I'll tell you, I'll even show you great and mighty things. Things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. I will show them to you. I'll tell you all about it. Show them to you. Sounds great. Just this call to me. I'll answer. Come on. What about luck? We always say, hey, I ran out of luck, or I need some luck here. Sometimes I might start thinking about that, a little hocus-pocus luck instead of grace. I might think of stupid things like wear the same socks, burn incense candles, place the magic rocks or a good luck charm in the kitchen next to the applesauce. It's stupid. Stay away from that stuff. It's stupid. James 3:15. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. That's pretty clear. Hocus pocus is not from heaven. Earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Wow. That brings a whole new thing to Johnny the Magician, right? We want to be careful of that crazy stuff. Do we with alcohol and drugs temporarily overcome insecurity? Yeah. Is that a solution? No. It makes everything worse. But we think it's a solution. It makes everything worse. Matthew 17:20, he replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Wow. Now that's pretty heavy duty there, man. You have so little faith. Doesn't that make insecurity look like a silly? It looks silly. It says you have so little faith. Come on. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you know how big a mustard seed, little tiny thing, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there and it'll move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Do the work. Stay on the impossible list. Keep your mind busy. Remember, I call it the impossible list. The list, a list from God, one that we all receive every day. It's impossible by any human measure. That's how we know it's impossible. If it's a God list, it's impossible. We look at it and we say, I can't do all that in one day. That's how I know it's from God. But God will make sure the list he's given me is done with faith and the power of Jesus. He'll make sure of it. But without the word and a healthy knowledge of Scripture, oh, I hear that old devil's voice of treason. I hear that old devil's voice. I can't listen, man. Stick to the list. Stay busy so you don't listen. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Oh, yeah, come on, come on. You were made to do the things you're doing a long time ago. So get over it. Don't listen to that voice. I mean, it sounds so easy today, but we know it's challenging. Is there some kind of magic spell that can fix all this? No, absolutely not. Don't let anyone use magic or witchcraft or try to explain the meaning of signs. Don't let anyone try to control others with magic, and don't let them be mediums or try to talk with the spirits of dead people. The Lord hates anyone who does these things. Hey, man, that's some serious set of words there. People say that this doesn't matter. This is old news. The Bible is not old news. The Bible is the news. Tackle whatever insecurity has brought you. It's hard to do, I know. Say thank you to the insecurity and work on the answer. Insecurity tells me what I need to work on, maybe. What fears I have, what knowledge I need to find. Keep the triangle we talk about in order. Eat right, sleep, work out. Read the book and deploy the knowledge and wisdom of God that he just talked to you about in the scripture I just gave you. Take the things he's shown you. Deploy the knowledge and wisdom he's given you on the fourth and fifth sides of the triangle. It's outlined in these chapters. Aren't you glad I wrote them down? I mean, I am. I'm glad I wrote down these chapters. I could have just thought to myself, oh, I'll remember it. Matthew 25:21, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I'll set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. We got to work at stuff that is hard to overcome. We got to overcome a lot of things that we're scared of, a lot of things we don't want to look bad, a lot of things that are just plain stupid and not very smart, not a lot of wisdom in them. We're selfish and spooky, and we're afraid of little things, and we want to do stuff because whatever we got isn't enough. Got to be careful of that stuff. Insecurity, however, can stop me from growing. Afraid of challenges and stagnant, it can stop me from growing. Don't let that happen. Go after it. Tackle it. Learn the power of faith and his grace, even in the power of the Holy Spirit. Tackle it, man. Go after it in the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Goliath threatened David and all of Israel. Goliath, 10 times the size of David. And I just made up 10 times. A lot of big, probably a lot more than 10. David, he could have been frozen in fear, right? All of Israel was. There wasn't anybody that wanted to fight the giant. David, in faith, did in fact overcome and destroyed the giant. 1 Samuel 17:45. The Philistine moved closer to attack him, and David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. Dude, that's serious stuff, right? A quote by Billy Graham, the will of God will not take us where the grace of God cannot sustain us. I mean, come on, Billy. Billy had it going on, didn't he? I can listen to Billy. Even when everybody else gets on my nerves, I can tune into Billy and listen to him. 2 Corinthians 9, and God is able to make every grace overflow to you so that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. Oh, man, it sounds so great. Well, we have to rely on him. All of us have a giant we have to face, a Goliath, a scary, big, mean, and hateful Goliath. Stand ready and attack. The Lord will teach me things in the adventure. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Come on, it keeps saying in here. I mean, I kept learning. I kept writing and saying, man, if I depend on him, things happen better. Maybe not the way I thought they should, but they happen and they're good. They're good. They're not bad for me. They're good. Over 365 times, in the Bible, God's word invites, commands, and instructs. Whoa, what did I say? Invites, commands, and instructs us in how to process fear or anxiety. First thing to note, he has not left you alone. He has not left you alone. Paul said it best in Romans 8:38. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Insecure is not bigger than God. Accept the challenge. My insecurity actually gives me a moment to speak with him, right? Insight, clear focus, an honest study of the problem, direction and facts to proceed. If I take it to him, if I take it to him, it gives me all that. My insecurity can be my friend if I take it to him. Proverbs 3:5-7, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Look, this would all be hard for me to do if I didn't read all the time. I mean, people tell me all the time, we prayed about it and we're going to do what we think is best. They didn't get an answer from God. They just prayed about it. People think they're getting an answer from God. I've seen it all my life. And they do something and it turns into a mess and they say, I don't know why I prayed about it, as if it's God's fault or something. We make up these things that, as believers, that are so dangerous, and it certainly doesn't bring hope to the hopeless. We make up these things. I prayed about it, now I'm going to do what I want to do. That's pretty much what we're saying. But if we're really in tune with God, we're not relying on our own understanding. And I'll find the right person to tell me what to do. I'll find the right book that directs me. I'll find the right information in the Bible, the right prayer, because I have the right Jesus. It's so hard for me to get that through my own head, much less everybody else's. With God, I find the right person, the right book, the right information, the right prayer, because I have the right Jesus. What is it, my prayer? My prayer is that I pray what Jesus wants me to pray. I'm so close to Jesus that I say what he wants me to say. Proverbs 2:6-8. All wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding. So if it's not common sense, it ain't coming from God. Wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding. God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys him and protects all of those who live as they should. God sees that justice is done, and he watches over everyone who is faithful to him. Come on, man. Why would I not want to do that? Well, it's not that we don't want to do it. It's just that we don't want to read the book. We're insecure, and so we run around doing what we think is best. All these chapters are like that. You know, the joy of giving, the art of giving. We just don't want to do stuff, so we just do what we think we want to do. And then we pray about it and we do what we want to do anyway. It's just craziness. At least people that don't believe in God, they just say, I'm going to do what I want. I don't believe in God. Pretty simple. Christians can do everything in the name of God and the name of being Christian. I'm not even sure we're Christian when we act like that. When I forget God, or I don't know God, or I pretend like I know God, I fail myself. I fail myself in all those things that I'm responsible for. In Jesus Christ, I demolish fear and opposition. In Jesus Christ, not in me. Learn from insecurity and gather knowledge. Never walk away from the challenge. Insecurity's calling me out, man, making me feel stupid and dumb. Well, I am stupid and dumb, but not with Jesus. Not with Jesus. Let it go and fight for what is good and correct. Let the Lord do the rest. What's that you say? Let the Lord do the rest. Yeah, fight for what is good and correct. Do what is good and correct. Let the Lord do the rest. What will the Lord do? Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Holy Toledo, Batman. That brings up a whole new thing. Look, look, fear is without knowledge. Caution is with knowledge. Faith is the voice of reason. Insecurity is the voice of treason. Let me say it again as we close up here. Fear is without knowledge. Caution is with knowledge. Faith is the voice of reason. Insecurity is the voice of treason. May God delight in your decision to give him the choice of your actions. May God delight in your decision to give him the choice of your actions. What are they? Fear without knowledge. Caution with knowledge. Faith, voice of reason. Insecurity, the voice of treason. Come on, bring it home, Pat. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What will happen if you do that all the time? Well, it'd be great. Can we do it all the time? It's a challenge, ain't it? Challenge for me. I'm sure it's a challenge for you. Casting down arguments, throw them down, and every high thing that exalts itself, like I'm so smart, against the knowledge of God. Throw it down and instead bring every thought into captivity. Put it in a metal box with bars and drag it into the obedience of Christ. Take it to the feet of Jesus. Can you imagine if he made every decision for you where you would be? Can I imagine if I could let him take every decision and make it for me? Can you imagine? Yeah, sure I can, and so can you. He gave you your brain. Chapter 30, Insecurity 2024. Amen, amen. John, let's get these people back to work.